Just a bit of exam advice regarding corporate governance. An exam question might present a scenario on the state of a company's governance. So what you should be able to do is identify corporate governance deficiencies and make appropriate recommendations. So this means you need a knowledge of the principles of corporate governance and an understanding of the reasoning behind them. For example, a board composed of at least half independent non-executive directors, that brings balance to the board. It brings a greater breadth of experience, as well as monitoring the actions of executive directors, all in the interests of the shareholders.